not makpid on their own wives, and they makpid them to other people. Therefore, the bonim are mamzerim. The Tanakama doesn't say this last halacha. They hold ishto lamakpid. Their wives they don't give away. So therefore, their kids are their kids and not mamzerim. But the other lachas they agree. So Mar says, no, oh mama, what we just said before. Shchita savik echov nevela. If a goy makes a shchit, it's a nevela. Therefore, it's not, it's considered like a diet by itself without a shchita. So that's tumas nevela. But the more of a nechesh, why aren't we afraid by stam goy, nechesh shem minhu. Maybe it's a min, maybe it's other to an avoid the zara. So how does our Mishnah Takis say that stam shchiz rakum is only nevela, it's not also bano? Why not? Let's be afraid the stam goy is a min, and let's be afraid maybe did l'shem avoid the zara. No, we don't have to be afraid that there's no minim by avoid kechavim. So for the Markash, what does that mean? Avik kechazin and the Iko, we see about that there are some goyim that's really attached to avoid the zara. So what it means to say is ema ein roiv of the kechavim minim. Roiv of the goyim are not minim. We'll soon see. And what does this mean to say? Sov loyhot ki hodi omar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that Nochem Shebechutz Loretz, means Goyim today, like in Chutz Loretz, Asar Eretz Yisrael, Lav Oiv De Avos Chachovim, Hein, they're not really worshipping Avoy De Zorah, Ele Minig Avoy Seim V'Yodeim. They're only doing over what the fathers did, but they themselves do not really mean to do with the Shem Avoy De Zorah. So therefore, Rav Goyim just act like that, they still have the Minig Avoy Seim, but they're not really called attached to Avoy De Zorah. So even though the Ross are Minim, but they're a minority, so therefore we're not Goyzer, Ruban, or Temutan. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Rav Adichavim Minim, Hilkach, Hevilu Minim Yuta, Ulamut Lechashinim. Yeah. Rashi Kleima, Ein Teres Min, Amin Adichavim. Even a Goy that worships Avodah Zorah doesn't have a lock of a Min. That's what he meant to say. And so Tafez also says, Hilkach beretz Yisrael nami, and adukim kol kach shiyu mai seim l'shem avos echovim. As in Chutz Lords today, b'chal they don't really worship, they only do what the fathers told them. And even beretz Yisrael that they really do it, but they're not that much attached. So therefore, astam shchita v'goy, if he doesn't speak out, he doesn't do it in church, he doesn't do it b'hiz avoy d'zara, astam shchita we don't say it's been done l'shem avoy d'zara. Yeah, so much of this. Omer Rav Yosef bar Menumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Ein minim biyumas avdi kechavim. There's no minim. The goyim don't have a loch of a min, but they're not that attached to the avodah zara. Smor says lemai. What do you mean to say? What does Rav Yosef bar Menumi mean to say? Ilam, if you want to tell me l'shchita, that for hilchas shchita, like we just learned in our Mishnah, that there's no minim biyumas avdi kechavim. Smor says hasta shchitas min the Yisrael or mato asiro. Like why shouldn't it be that way? We just said before min, even a Jew, if he's attached, if he worships Avodah Zorah, his shchit is also, it's also by Noam. So the other kechavim boy, for sure, if you can have a guy that we know he's attached to Avodah Zorah, if we know he is, Savad his shchit will also be also by Noam. Not just Saman Veil, it'll be done L'Shem Avodah Zorah. So what are you telling me? There's no minim by a guy. Before we just said, rove with them or not. But here at Smash, even if you know he is, still it's not, why not? El rather the maridim. You want to tell me that loch of the maridim? They have a gemara in avodah zorah that the minim you let a mamish throw and kill him. You let him throw him down to a boar. Rashi brings down. Avodah the kechovim of samagoy. They're also roy a Jew that's a shepherd. They madaka b'choshe they steal a lot. I feel you throw the man of the maridim. Not let him throw them down. Just if they're down, you don't have to bring them up. But it says the min you let him throw down and kill him. So if you want to tell me the maridim. Sahashta the Yisrael Maridim, if you have a Jew that he's attached to avoid the Zorah, you're allowed to kill him. If so, the other kechavim boy, if you have a goy, there is also a min. Avadish, you're allowed to kill him. Like, why not? El Rav, he meant to say like this. Omer Rav Ukva Bachomo Lekabo Mihem Korban. He meant to say like this. Yeah, we can't be Mekabo Korban from a min. No, he meant to say that there's no din minim. That you let a makabel a korban from a goy, even if he's a min, even if he's attached to avoid the zara, but if he wants to bring korban l'shem Hashem in the base of Mikdash, we'll let him be makabel it. The Rashi says the makabelim korban mikulam. You can makabel a korban from any goy, or makrivenoy to the mizbeach. Yep. Now, Shenkin and Min of Yisrael, we will not be Mekabel. That's the Chiluk. Why? The Tanya learned like this. The Pasuk says, Mikem. Bring a korban from you, from a Jew. So, Vidashim B'loi Kulchem. Not every Jew could bring a korban. We don't accept a korban from everybody. Loitzi es ha-mumer. That we take out a mumer, a Jew, that's a mumer that does a veris lahachis, we don't accept a korban from him. Or he's a min, we don't accept a korban. But the diik is, mikem means b'chem chilat, only by a Jew we made this difference. But loy b'adichovim, not by goyim. But goyim, we didn't make this difference. And even if a goy that's oved avoy dezori, even if he's a min, still if he wants to bring a korban, Allah Hashem, in the base of Migdash, we accept it. Yeah. For the more Mimai, who said that's pshat over here? Dilma made Yochomer. Maybe this is what the Pasuk means to say. Mi Yisrael means Mi Tzadike Kibul. We are sure let the Kabul. By a Jew, only a Tzadik can Kabul a Korban, not from a Russia. Avivavi Chovim, but by a Goy, maybe Klal Klal Loi. Maybe the Pasuk means to say you don't accept the Korban at all. Mi Kem means only by a Jew there's a difference. But maybe my Goy and Bechlal would not Kabul a Korban at all. Somewhere says Loi, you can't say that. Loi Sakhada, don't think like this. The tiny learn like this. The Pasuk says Ish. Ma tamloim ish ish, what's the extra ish ish? Is la rabbis of the chavim. Is la rabbis of the chavim, she noidrim nidorim unidobus ki Yisrael. That a goy could also make a nether to bring a korban and we makablet from him. Sometimes that's the locha. If a goy brings a korban, we accept it. Even though the goy is odik nabay desara. There's no hilchus min by a goy negay to be makablet his korban. But by a Jew there is a locha. The Jews are min, the Jews are mumer. We're not makabel this korban. That's the pasuk mikem for kulchem. Only by a Jew, not by a goy. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "What do metama b'masa? If a goy makes a shchita, say shchita is psula. So if so, it's like without a shchita, and therefore the korban is has tumas masa. The behemoth has tumas masa. For the more pshita, of course, what the chiddush? Kivun nevela he metama b'masa vada. Since it's a nevela, every nevela has tumas masa. This week's parsha." Amar Rava says, "Ochi k'tonah." This is what the Mishnah means to say. Zum matamba b'masa. This type of an animal here has tumas masa on it. True, but the yesh lechacher rishim matamba afilu b'yoyel. But there's another type of an animal that a goy does a shechita to it. That could be worse. That a mamash has a tuma like a mace. The animal, if you bring it into an oil in the same room, it's matamba you also. The yez, what type of an animal is that? Where does an animal have a loch like tumas maize to the matam even an oil? You're not even touching, you're not even carrying it. You're just in the same room, under the same roof. So Mora says, zu tak rubas avos kechavim. That's a loch, anytime you bring an animal for a korban to avoid a zorah, tak rubas, if this animal itself is being brought to the avoid a zorah, it has loch like tumas maize, that's amish tumma v'yoyel. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then only this animal here has tumas masa. Because the goy did not do it the Shem Avodah Zorah. But if you do it the Shem Avodah Zorah, it's much worse. It has tumas oil on it. Or Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. It looks like Yehuda ben Maseira. We'll soon see that's it, Russia, that takrubas avos chavim and mamish like a mace. And Ika the army son say, Omar Rav, Hochik, that is what a Mishnah means to say. Zum et tama b'masa. And now Mishnah, when the goy makes a stam shchit, it has tumas masa in the vela. But the Eshno Chacherot is another type of an animal, Shikizu, Shem tama b'masa, and there's another type of an animal also the same way, that does not have tumas oil, only tumas masa. V'yezuzu, which other animals like this? Takruvas alvash gechavim, or the loy kabudu v'mesayra. That's the other way to make the diyak. Ikadiyar Mishnah says, no, our Mishnah is mashma, not like kabudu v'mesayra. But our Mishnah means to say, at all times, whenever a guy makes a shchita, the most you'll have is only tumas masa. You never have tumas oil. Because even though they bring the Shem of Oida Zoro, still it does not have tumas oil, doesn't have tumas mace. Not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Where is it halacha? The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Oimer, Minai in Atakubas Abbas Chavim, Shem Metama B'Yoil, how do we know this halacha taka? Someone brings a korban, the Shem Avoid the Zorah, it's a takrubas, it's being brought for the Avoid the Zorah, it has tumas oil on it. Shem the Apostle says, Vayitz Medula Baal Por, that they worship the Baal Por, Vayoichlu zivche mesim. The pasuk calls it from that korban that they ate from is mamish eating from a mace. So you see, the pasuk said is a takruvus, a korban for avodah zarah like a mace. It's so the diik is ma mace metame b'yoyel, just like a regular mace. If it's in a room, it's metame anything else in the room. the tuma goes up to the roof and comes down again. Is aftak rubas avos chodim metama bioil. That's the mood of him say with halacha. It's metama bioil. Yeah. The taste like it brings down here. Mash mocha the rabbonin do not make the sekish. The yol takus avos chodim is not considered like a mace. Yes. Who that's from a chodim because you would even say with the rabbonin. Yeah. Yes. Tell you them what say linyan isuri hanu. Everybody agrees that it's also bahano. It's only a machloika sovir, it had tumas meis. But Yisra Anu, like the more before, said that everybody holds. Otsakrubus Hashem avoid the Zor, and Echnam, it's even also bahano. Here then the Mishnah says, Sinecha, now the Gemara doesn't bring down the Jerusha, how do we know Shechita Sakim is possible? It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't bring it down. It's only twice the Jerusha before, from the Possible Vizovachto, Mashma, who can make a Shechita, somebody in the Pasha has the mitzvah of eating a korban through a Shechita. Since the goy has no mitzvah, v'zavachta merely can make a shrita. That's Tosis Rosho. V'zavachta mashata zaveich. Tosis oiser shu bar zavicha. You have to be in the mitzvah of zavicha. Lafur gavik chavim that they're not in the bar in the parsha of zavicha. And Tosis who are then of a Jew, his oichon avelas lahachus, he's also not in the parsha. So that place is a chiddush. So Tosis hold then. A Jew that does these averus lahachis, he eats mevelas lahachis, midirayst and his shechita would not be good. The Mishnah says here, ha'ashechet b'layla, if you make a shechita at night time, or else v'chein ha'suma sheshochat, if a blind person makes a shechita, shechita osak shera. So it says, somebody else watched him and showed that he did a good job, so mikro adin shechita was kosher. So Mer says, ha'ashechet d'yevadin, mashmon b'dyevad, yishechet at night, or else suma. But lechachilu, you shouldn't shech tonight. You can't see what you're doing, or you shouldn't let a suma shech. Like we're not sure I'll do a good job. We're a minu. I have a question. In Tosefta it says li'olam shechten bein b'yom emelayla. No, at all times you make a shechita, whether day and by night, bein b'rosh agag, bein b'rosh asrina, whether on top of the gag, on top of your roof, or else on top of the ship. Much more places in all times you can make a shechita. So even lechachilu, and now Mishnah's Masas only b'di'evit. So merapopo. B'shavuka kinegdoi. That to set the sun. We have a light. If you have a torch that lights up for you in a time, then you can make a shechita lechetchila at night time. And Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Dekanah, I bring you proof also, that Amish is talking about night time when it's dark. The Tony Hossam says over there, during the yom. There it says, Le'om shechtim bein b'yom bein b'layla. Mashm at night time, both light, like daytime. V'yochin, Amish says, Dum yidisuma. Here it says, you can shech b'dievet at night time and by a suma. Just like a suma, it's always dark for him, who wouldn't hear our mishnah means, where it's laila. So where it's packed dark, then it's only b'dievet that is kosher, not like a tchila. But nechnami, if you have a lantern there, you have a torch there, or today if you have a big light there, nechnami, that we mutter even like a tchila. Alright, we'll stop here.